following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. The Postal Service has been reducing their staff for years. And did you hear this? Recently, the Postmaster General announced they might close thousands of post offices across the country. What does that mean? Smaller staffs, more people jammed into your local post office. It'll be worse than ever. Hey, Gert, get out of the way. That's why now is the best time to try Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You print postage for any letter or any package the instant you need it. Then the mailman picks it up for you. You never have to go to the post office. If you own a business, you got to use Stamps.com. You want to look professional, don't you? I've got a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, includes a digital scale, and 55 bones of free postage. Limited time only. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, enter Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
11 o'clock. Time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show. With sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another jam-packed edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini's press conference coming up in the second half of the show as they return from State College, Pennsylvania. Safe, healthy, sound, and with a win. I think Nebraska pretty much got everything they wanted out of that football game. Giving up the long pass for the first touchdown maybe hurt Nebraska. And I, obviously, at State Volleyball, only got to see bits and pieces of it most of the second half, which Nebraska continues to play well offensively. But it was just all that went on with it. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, glad to have you along with us. Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, is scheduled to join us in our next segment. They've got the season tickets on sale, second season under getting ready to go. They're signing players, and you're coming off another great weekend. We'll get to state volleyball in a moment. D state football playoffs are tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. But, Tony, well, there's two ways to go here. There were so many schools, and this is that time of the year where you can't be embarrassed, ashamed, or upset for losing at this point of the season because you've had an outstanding season, and only one can win it all or one can advance on. And so many of the volleyball teams that finished in second place, so close, yet their ultimate goal not reached. Adams Central, it didn't go the way they wanted on Friday night. A week ago, St. Cecilia's streak comes to an end. GICC's volleyball streak comes to an end at the state tournament 7 years in a row, making the finals. But obviously, then you got UNK football. UNK football hosting a playoff game after a bye. That's never happened. Never hosted a second-round game. The volleyball team hosting the regional, the toughest regional in the country, and the Lopers are hosting it. That virtually makes you the number one team in the country, although from the Northern Sun standpoint, they would obviously argue that with a deeper conference, and they beat each other up, allowing UNK to keep it clean, and we'll get into that. The Kearney Catholic Stars, the Kearney Catholic football team, what a weekend they've had. Kearney High making the playoffs. Kearney's volleyball team getting 20 wins this season, a rarity for them. So many good things going on. Hastings College football finishes on a high note. Their women's basketball team is 4-0 to start the season. We're already into that. This is so much going on between now and Thanksgiving weekend when UNK takes the field on the 26th.
I don't know where my mind's kind of still spinning from everything you said. Obviously, things that don't jump out immediately. The thing that jumps out immediately, though, you go back to Saturday, and I think, you know, the talk in the articles you read didn't even really revolve around the football game for the most part. A lot of those articles talked about the how they came out onto the field and the festivities before the game. I don't know if it could have been handled better. I don't think you could have had two teams do that in the SEC. I'm not sure there's 10 teams in the nation that would have been able to do what Nebraska and Penn State did and pull it off with the class and the amount of respect shown before the game. And to get in the middle of the field like that, I thought was absolutely could not have been. You know, the whole world was watching. They broke away from game day 20 minutes before 11 o'clock, went to Penn State. They shut things down, and it was live TV coverage for the world to see of Nebraska-Penn State. And how the deal started, I was interested after the game to hear Bo Pelini saying that he didn't think the game should have been played, but did it because he had an obligation to do it. I thought that before that game, I thought it was one of the neatest things that could have ever happened on a Saturday. Great football on Saturday, no doubt. But
it was handled well.
There you go.
It was handled well is, I think, what you're looking for there. Ron Brown leading the prayer. This was what took national news because as I was watching a little bit of the stream at the state volleyball tournament, immediately that was what was put up on the front page was the still picture on ESPN.com of the team gathering and Ron Brown saying the prayer. And that seemed to be the number one thing that happened out of that whole Saturday football game, pregame, postgame, and Joe Paterno's son in the interview with Tom Rinaldi after the game saying that he missed his dad and wished he was there and broke up and had to leave the field. Here's what Ron Brown had to say about the moment.
I can't imagine a stadium of over 100,000 people becoming hushed like that. I really think that God was in the stadium. I think he gave favor in terms of respectability, the honor. The game was played, I think, classy, but certainly I think the fans sure seemed like that was pretty classy, too, from what I could tell.
So there you go. As many people said, it's a day that will not be duplicated, and you hope it doesn't ever have to be. But it's just that's what made it the national news story that it was, is that it was as different. Nothing like that has ever happened, and hopefully nothing like that will ever have to happen again. There have been moments in stadiums post 9/11, post, you know, Virginia Tech, you know, when all the shootings went on there. Every school has had an emotional something for some time for some sport, but this is all Penn State has. It's like Nebraska football. That's all Nebraska has.
I thought too that. The hush, you know, when the stadium was dead calm, except for the seven idiots. I just can't imagine, the seven idiots are. There were some people just screaming madly and wildly, you know, that were in a hush stadium like that. It's not hard to pick out the morons. And I think, got to think, the people that are sitting around them, I mean, you got people crying, you got people that your stomachs are rolling over, and then you got the five drunken college kids, 11 in the morning.
You sure they were college kids?
Well, I would hope they were, because I would have thought that somebody would have just dropped all seven of them or nine of them or however many. But I just thought it was such a perfect deal other than those nine idiots. I just think it would have been so appropriate if anybody in the, you know, wherever you were sitting, anybody yells like that during a moment like that, you just go boom and knock every one of them out and to have them drug out of the stadium. But other than that, I don't know how it could have been more perfect. It's obviously, like you said, an unfortunate, you'd never want to go through it, but to get through it like that and then start things off like that, there was a lot of emotion. And they were saying about Penn State walking the football to Joe Pa's house. I thought Nebraska, boy, came out, Rex Burkhead does a Rex Burkhead. It doesn't matter where you put him. He plays quarterback. Another, the fumble that kind of got away from him to Tyler Legate. I think Tyler Legate's the one that the fumble goes by, but kind of tried to hand it to the backside of Tyler Legate. I'm not sure Tyler Legate ever thought he was getting that football. There was a lot of pluses for Nebraska on Saturday.
Brett Maher is named the Big Ten Co-Special Teams Player of the Week. It's the third time that has happened. He received a lot of props after the game as well from all covering it and the newspaper and coaches and all that as well. So that's what's going on. Nebraska football. Bo Pelini will have his press conference. Starts at 11:30, usually a little bit after that, and we'll have it for you live here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Larry from Kearney.
Larry, what's going on?
Hey, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard the ACLU is making a big stink about Ron Brown leading a prayer at a college facility before the game. And I just want to know if that's right or not, if I've heard that correct.
I haven't heard that, Larry. Tone?
I have not heard that either. If that's the case, what a shame that would be for it. I think if you pulled, I don't even think there's, if you don't believe in God, which is fun, that's your right, whatever. I just cannot believe that would be your focus with an event like that going on. It'd be very, very sad if that's the truth. We'll look into that, Larry. Thanks for the phone call.
Okay, thanks.
Let's see. If that is the truth, like Joe Clark said, they can go to hell. Nobody was being held in that stadium against their will. They could have got up and walked out or done whatever they wanted, but I have not heard that, so hopefully that is not the case. So much to talk about. We will take your calls unlimited on a Monday, but we do have a little time here in the next few minutes and before Bo Pelini's press conference. Email, Dent Popper inbox, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number if you'd like to join us on the program today. Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, is going to join us coming up. Bo Pelini's press conference coming up as well. Nebraska, Michigan, ESPN Networks, 11 o'clock this Saturday.
Well, just one quick story after the game. I was told that Tom Rinaldi went up to, I don't know if they saw Brett Maher talking to a lady there, and Tom Rinaldi walked up to her and said, "Are you happen to be related to Brett or the kicker?" And she said, "Yes, I am." It was his mother, Peg, and he said, "What a huge leg that kid has! What a bright future! Congratulations on a great game. I'm Tom from ESPN." That's a true story, and I just found it interesting that, yeah, Tom, we know, when you approach, "Hi, I'm Aaron from ESPN." "Oh, yes, we know who you are, Aaron."
We do have televisions in Nebraska.
Yes, I'm Craig from, I played at Ohio. "Oh, really? Nice to meet you, Craig." I just found that
My name's Barack. I live in Washington.
Yes.
The UNK football team, they go out. They pounded minds like they wanted to. Daryl Morris joins us tomorrow. Tony Harper joins us tomorrow. Bob Jensen joins us tomorrow to talk a little high school football as well. So the short story here, the Lopers have this week off. They will host a playoff game against either St. Cloud State of Minnesota, who's 9-2, or Wayne State of Michigan, who's the sixth seed, just get in. 8-3. They play this Saturday. The winner comes to Kearney Saturday, November the 26th. Works out great. You eat the turkey on Thursday. You watch the turkeys from Iowa on Friday. You beat the turkeys that come into Kearney on Saturday. The Lopers, first time ever hosting a second-round playoff game. Fourth appearance in school history, all here in the last decade from 2002 to 2011. Lopers will not win the RMAC title, but they will probably be as high-ranked. There's a possibility as high as number 3 maybe in the country. The number one team lost, Colorado Pueblo, who beat the Lopers, most likely when the poll comes out here, and it could by the end of the show, should be the number one team in the country. An RMAC team, number one in the country. I think people just wrecked their cars in Kearney. Chancellor Christensen, Athletic Director McBride, can't believe that that's happening. And now the Lopers... Wait a minute. I thought we were leaving the easy conference to go to the MIAA. So that's what's happening there.
One quick note on that. By the way, Kearney is on the same side of the bracket as the Northeast teams. Elizabeth City, California, Pennsylvania, Kutztown and Concord, Winston-Salem, New Haven. They're not in the Northwest Missouri. I mean, Pittsburgh State, we don't see you for a long, long time. Folks, this is, I think that's huge for Loper fans out there.
Stay healthy and win, and you're not playing the number one or two team in the country or the perceived number one or two team in the country in the next round.
Yeah, Delta State, the team that was number one, Northern Alabama, Terry Bowden's team, they're over there with Pittsburgh. Knock your socks off, guys. Beat each other up. I want quadruple overtimes on that other side of the bracket. We got some winnable football games. We got a shot.
Here's the deal. If you want to dream big – UNK needs to win 3 football games to play for the national championship, and they would be every Saturday. There's no breaks every Saturday, and the national championship, which usually airs right here on ESPN, is December the 17th down in Alabama. Also in Alabama is where the Hastings College soccer teams are hoping to go. Times have not been set, but we do know that both will be hosting opening round games on Saturday. If you win, then it's not till November 28th and 29th. The women in Decatur, Alabama, the men in Orange Beach, Alabama, both made the national championship last year. The men a winner. The men are the overall number one seed, even though they're not the number one team in the country, against first-time entrant Mount Mercy of Iowa, who's 12-5-3. For the women, they are the 15th seed, 18-2-1, and they will host Robert Morris of Illinois, who's 14-4-2. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. UNK Volleyball, by the way, their first game is 7:30 Thursday night at the Health and Sports Center. It begins at noon. Wayne State plays in that 12 noon game on Thursday. The Lopers will be playing at 7:30 against the only team that's beaten them this year, Colorado Mines. We'll be back after this.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Tonight, it's an NFC North showdown when the world champion Green Bay Packers host the Minnesota Vikings. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at Lambeau Field for all the action. Will quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the high-flying Green Bay Packers remain unbeaten, or will the Minnesota Vikings upset their arch rivals? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Breezy throughout your day today with an abundance of sunshine. Highs will top out near 57 degrees. And tonight, a few passing clouds possible. Lows drop to near 28. This is Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jenskow. It's currently 50.
Such a waste of time. That's what it's all about. Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As you're getting ready for lunch today, why don't you try the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island, where this week's lunch special is barbecue pork riblets with home fries and corn on the cob. At Colin, he is sneaky right out of his garden. Only $5.99, the lunch special from 11 to 4. So maybe you have a, you know, senior citizen 3:30 meal. You can catch it twice. There you go, folks. It's at the Chicken Coop. Come in and watch Monday Night Football tonight. And, of course, every Monday night at the Chicken Coop, it is their wing special. Monday nights, you and your friends are invited to wing it boneless style. Just 40 cents each, minimum of 10, but you can get 20, 40, 100. Try all 13 of the different sauces. And it is every Monday night at the Chicken Coop from 5 to 10 in Kearney and Grand Island. Stop by, watch your favorite sports, talk about everything that's going on as we transition from the fall sports scene to the winter sports scene.
It's that time, isn't it? we're really transitioning. Kids are getting the round ball going and practicing. We're talking a little danger football, indoor football season heading
your way.
They
got a lot going on, Tony. They've got a tryout date coming up that's going to be going on locally. They had kind of their tryout camp down Florida. Now they've got a great promotion to get your season tickets going on this week. And General Manager Mike McCoy joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, good morning.
Yes, sir, guys.
Glad to have you.
I am here. Thank you for having me this morning.
Hey, great to have you. How much more settled in do you feel right now than last year?
Well, I remember us having this conversation last year, and I remember I was driving back and forth from Wichita, and I was teaching classes down there at Wichita State University and running that football team down there, and that was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I was up here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then back home again on Sunday. So it was a crazy time of year last year, and of course, last year at this time, we were trying to name the team and pick the colors, and I was trying to find a black turf, and I was bidding side pads and buying equipment and all those things that you need to do to start up a franchise. So, yeah, this year has been fun to have an off season, and I sold my house down there and moved up here and bought a house up here, so no more driving back and forth, and it's just going very, very well.
Mike, is there a better part than danger football than that danger dog you got at Pump and Pantry? Very impressed.
Well, I tell you what, they sold those dogs before, and they sold a ton of them. But when they started calling them the danger dogs, the sales went up. And, of course, I had to try one. And I have one about three times a week now. Those things are nice. And they are very, very good, too. You bet they are.
Mike McCoy, General Manager of the Nebraska Danger, playing at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, you guys have been voted the organization, and it goes to the fans, best fan base in a very large league of over 20 teams. So now it's time to get those fans ready for Season 2. Tell us what's going on this week.
Well, yeah, we have a promotion going on right now. I don't know if you guys have checked the calendar or not, but Christmas is about 39 days away. And if you're like me, you haven't really started shopping for Christmas presents yet. But anyway, we're kind of doing a Christmas season ticket special this week. And if you go to the Heartland Event Center anytime between now and Friday and between 8 and 4:30, the girls are working there in the offices, and they will actually take you out there on the field itself. And you can sit in all 5,440 seats if you'd like to pick out the best one for you. So You can pick your seat, and it's a neat thing about having season tickets is you get the same seat each week. And there's a lot of people that try to pick seats down close, some in the middle, some on the side, some up top a little bit higher. They want to try to figure out where all those footballs are going. We lose 60 of those in the stands every game because you sit so close. So, but no, that's going on this week. So if you're looking for a Christmas present for that guy in your family or that girl in your family that has everything, there's nothing more fun than going to a Nebraska Danger indoor game this next season.
Mike, on a football-related note, when you guys assessed last season and getting the word out and improving the talent, how many other different venues did you go about trying to find people actually to help you put butts in the seats, I guess?
Well, we're very, very blessed here to be in a market of about 50,000 people right here, and it's Nebraska, and it's football. And we play at the right time of year because the outdoor season's over. The Super Bowl has just been completed, and we're starting to gear up. So we're kind of, we're not competing with the NFL. We're not competing with any type of college football as well. And so we were very blessed here last year to be able to put a lot of butts in the seats quickly, and of course we reached out to every group in town and every school and every church and everything else and made situations available for groups to come in and do fundraiser activities, and which made the games even more fun because there was so much going on during the course of a game. The Chamber of Commerce played dodgeball opening night, Big Brothers Big Sisters came in, did a tug of war deal. I mean, there's just stuff going on all the time. So, and I've been in the game probably 13 years prior to that, so we knew how to go out and get the groups. And then we consulted, it was kind of fun to go to different arenas and play because they didn't have near the people in their stands that we did, and they were in much bigger markets. So, of course, they've been reaching out to us to see how we do it, and we've been trying to get ideas too. And we've made a lot of calls and got a lot of neat activities planned, that we didn't do last year, Well, even watching the Nebraska-Wisconsin game on TV a month or so ago, we saw that jump dance, you know, between the third and fourth quarter that all those crazy Wisconsin people were doing. So we're trying to adapt something like that in our games too. You know, just different things to get the fans having fun and jumping up and down and screaming and yelling. So we've explored every avenue to try to get more butts in the seats. And we sold out about, I think four games last year out of the seven were sold out, and we're on target right now to sell them all out for next season.
Sounds like it's going to be bigger and better than year one, and that's what we would expect. General Manager Mike McCoy joins us. There are some players that are already on the roster. Do you want to touch on a couple of those for the fans out there?
Well, there's some that we're still recruiting. The coaches have been to Miami recruiting. We've been to Houston, Chicago, Kansas City. We've been all over the place recruiting. Obviously, when you're 3-11 like we were last year, even though we led the league in attendance, we were 3-11, which still is a big tribute to our fans here. But we've got about five or six of the guys back from last year. We signed Eric Jackson back, who was our little running back last year that was leading the league in rushing until he got hurt. And the thing that our coaches are really focusing on too is size up front. You know, we had some pretty big guys up front. We got some even bigger guys this year from all parts of the country, you know, guys who can move. And the thing I like about these guys, too, is these guys that we're bringing in have all been on NFL rosters. You know, they've played in NFL markets across the country. They've been, you know, this one guy that we're going to sign was the last receiver cut from the Philadelphia Eagles, and it was just a numbers thing because he was playing. We're going to sign a guy that just got released from the 49ers probably this week. So our coaches are doing a great job scouring the NFL and checking the waiver wires and who's trading for who, and because those guys all want to keep playing and try to get back into the National Football League, and they need to come to places like this and play well and get coached and look good on film, and then we deal with their agents and try to work out a timetable to get them back. But no, we're very pleased right now with who we've signed and who we've got coming in. We signed some UNL guys. We signed Franz Hardy the other day, a real speedster that played for Nebraska back in the Callahan era. And in that West Coast offense, they just had him running hitches all the time instead of running down the field. He was timed at about a 4.27 40. So, believe me, we're going to send him down the field about every play. But, so we're really, really pleased with that. And we've actually signed about five quarterbacks right now, so we don't know who's going to win that battle. But the coaches have done everything they can do, guys, to upgrade every single position on that roster.
You heard it here. DeSean Jackson, now a member of the – oh, that wasn't the last receiver the Eagles cut. They just benched him this weekend.
Well, he wasn't one of the guys, but there was a team the team in our league from Allen, Texas, issued a contract to Mr. Terrell Owens about a week or two ago. I don't know if you guys have heard about that one or not, but they issued a contract to Terrell Owens, and
nice.
I don't know if he's going to play arena football or not, because I don't know if any other NFL team is going to pick him up right now. So you could really see some great, great faces here.
Well, Mike, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, pick my tickets. You can come to the Heartland Event Center this week, go out into the arena, set in 5 or 20 different places, and pick up the spot that you want, and it's going on all week long.
Absolutely, and what a better Christmas present or a better stocking stuffer for that crazy football fan in your family who has everything. And we're doing all kinds of group sales now too, so if your business wants to come to a game next year, have them just look at the website, and our schedule is on the website. They can pick up the schedule there, and they can pick out a night, and if they just like to call the office, we can make sure that we get them a night as well.
All right, Mike, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys, thank you very, very much.
Mike McCoy joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. It'll be here before you know it, because this season is almost over, too.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing it flies by like this.
Speaking of Christmas, you can't really stuff a Lane recliner into your stocking, but it would look good next to the tree.
It would look excellent next to the tree. Dad would be very impressed, too, coming down the stairs. What the world did you do? They'll move it in for you.
It's for Mom, Dad.
They want you to have your furniture right and fast at Bruce Furniture. You see a chair on the floor in the store, it's just right for you. They'll have it delivered, free delivery on any in-store merchandise. No after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. Price of a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Visit any one of the Bruce Furniture stores They're located just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Check them out. Bruce Furniture, just right for you.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference to talk about what happened at Penn State and look ahead to what I think could be the most dangerous team on this schedule, Michigan, next.
Okay, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Van Heusen, we'll have the beautiful Irina here read the washing label on my shirt.
Gentle wash warm, wash with similar colors, tumble dry low.
The preceding instructions were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find iconic brands like Van Heusen. Right now, get dress shirts, studio zip polos, and sport shirts, each just $24.99.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end November 19th.
Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
Hey, we're here with David Rudeman to talk about the Goodyear Boot Camp Challenge benefiting support our troops.
Man, why'd I get stuck in the backseat?
Because you didn't call shotgun.
Yeah, whatever. So Goodyear is getting drivers to compete on an obstacle course to help military families.
So who do you think's going to win, David?
No comment.
You got nothing?
Wouldn't want to be a backseat driver.
Yeah, whatever.
Visit Goodyear.com to see who wins and donate to support our troops. Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
We have everything your farm family needs at the annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Listen to outstanding speakers on November 17th, an update on ethanol presented by Kappa Ethanol, investing in value-added ag by Kappa Co-op, and commodities trading by Ag West, sponsored by Aurora Cooperative and Farm Credit Services of America. The 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
Gateway Farm Expo!
For the best coverage of area teams in the state high school football playoffs, keep it on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Today, the D1 semifinals take us to Kennesaw for a battle of unbeatens as the Blue Devils take on Elgin Pope John. Pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5 on Classic Hits 98.9. Tuesday on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholics at North Platte St. Pat's, and on the Breeze 94.5, Minden is at Norfolk Catholic. The state football playoffs right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Breezy throughout your day today with an abundance of sunshine. Highs will top out near 57 degrees. And tonight, a few passing clouds possible. Lows drop to near 28. This is Weather Eye meteorologist Phil Jensko. It's currently 50.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, as we await Bo Pelini's press conference, and we'll swing you to Lincoln to hear from the coach here in just a couple of moments when he does roll up to the old podium. But while we wait, we let you know if you're rolling along, getting fit and trim heading into the winter months, stay that way with some help from Complete Nutrition.
That's exactly right, Douglas. Look better, feel better, perform better. They're waiting for you just north of Gordman's in Grand Island, just north of Sunmark, along 2nd Avenue right here in Kearney. Ask them about the CTS 360 Complete Toning System. Ask them about the clinical strength. Ask them about advanced strength. Ask them about level 3, the maximum strength toning system for you. Tack fat from every angle. Ask them about it. They've got trained professionals. They will give you what you need. today, Complete Nutrition, whether you're looking for weight loss, whether you're looking to maintain what you've already done, whether you're looking just some energy drinks and stuff, they've got it for you. Lose weight, gain strength, maintain what you've already done through hydration supplements, balanced diet, and exercise. Complete Nutrition, look better, feel better, perform better today.
Don't forget, later today, it's more high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw hosting Elgin Pope John. Elgin is one of the teams that beat Creighton. They beat him on opening night, drubbed him pretty good, and Creighton's still alive in the playoffs. There's a possibility of a rematch. We're, of course, hoping that Kennesaw can get down to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. That is the first championship next week, 10-15. You know, next week, Daddy, we got to pack it all into one day. One Doug and Daddy show next week. One.
Is that a Husker lunch?
Yeah, it's a Husker lunch. We won't even have to see Merritt.
Wow.
Because we'll be at the lunch.
I'm thankful for that.
Dolphins win again yesterday.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that.
Cowboys win. I might be gone anyway, so take that.
Well, that's coming up Monday and Tuesday, all six state football championship games, again, here on your home for championships on ESPN. Husker Lunch this week, Sean Callahan will be at Cunningham's every Wednesday. We've got a Husker Lunch for you. Then, of course, next week, Thanksgiving, and then the Husker game is on Friday. So next Wednesday, that's it. But a full show, full week of shows coming your way this week here on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, Bob Jensen will be joining us. Of course, we're previewing all that's going on in the world of sports. Looper Link coming up Wednesday as well. Jake, who says he's listening in Orlando, Florida, says Brett Maher, excellent game. He's my MVP.
You know, I think I just thought the 61-yard punt, you say the field goal, I thought the announcer hasn't missed one inside of 30 or inside of 50 yards this year. And he sneaks it in the upright. I thought it was the old Denny Matthews again. He's one for his last 45 versus the Royals, and there's a deep fly ball to left field. That'll tie it up here. I really thought that. I was like, oh, no, please don't say that. And he snuck it in the upright. But I thought the 61-yard punt was truly a
Looks like Bo Pelini has, well, looks like they're changing it up here, Merritt. Coach Pelini, looks like Kenny Bell has come up to speak. So I don't know if they needed Kenny in or what the story is. So.
Kenny's hair look, Merritt.
It's froey.
It's froey. Very big.
Big and poofy. Big and poofy. Tony, from the game standpoint, what'd you think? Again, from what I saw, a lot to be desired, but I still don't know how good Penn State is. They're supposed to be very good. I thought the 17-0 was a little bit more like how the game was played instead of the 17-14 and Penn State having a chance, kind of a chance at the end.
No, offensively, I think, you know, you take the 17 points versus that defense, especially that front. We moved the ball at times, and I thought that was very encouraging. You did it with two walk-on guards, too, Spencer Long and Choi. That's impressive, Doug, for those guys to step up. The only two offensive guards they had available with Rodriguez going down, I thought that was impressive. You know what? There was a lot of plays that were stopped at the line of scrimmage, went back a half a yard. You got to catch the freaking ball, people. Taylor Martinez throwing the ball as well as he's ever thrown it the last couple, 3 weeks. Start the Michigan State game up until now. You got to catch the thing. And there were several drops. And I'm sure that's just Brandon Kenny. It just baffles me. I mean, there were critical, critical times. We could have moved the chain and taken another 4 minutes off that clock or 3 minutes off that clock. Even if you don't pick up a yard, you got to move the chains when you're trying to – I mean, you're basically trying to run. You get up 17-0. You get the clock gone. That's all Bo Pelini, let's run that clock and let's get out of here.
Well, let's get to some other important things here as we wait for the press conference down in Lincoln with some players coming up first here. So we'll get to that. Tony, how'd your picks go this weekend?
500. You know what? We hit Purdue. We hit Boston College. Michigan beat Illinois, and USC crushed Washington, so we're 2-2 in college. We started off good. I guess we get Dallas in. They looked great yesterday. Tony Romo, you're wondering, where is that all the time? But throwing the deep ball very well. At Dallas -5, they roll over the Bills, and Seattle +7. Seattle's still a tough place to play. But then, you know what, we're going down to score, and that's what's going to happen with a rookie quarterback since he's going to tie that ball game up, and Dalton throws a pick, game over. And Cleveland, you just suck. You got the Lambs. We lose Cleveland. We lose
Cincy. What was the spread there?
Cleveland minus 2.5.
So the missed field goal didn't matter. You'd have been hosed by a half.
Yeah. It just...
And Big Daly's Pigskin Pick'em, we go down in flames again. Eric from Loup City, his pick of Kansas State, who wins it in four overtimes, able to pull him
great
through.
Great football game.
Eric goes 7-3. I'm so glad. I sat here and told you on a couple of these that's what we wanted. I actually did take Missouri to beat Texas, so that's good. But I took Texas A&M. 7-3 for Eric, 6-4 for the rest of us, and I would have won on the tiebreaker. So, Eric, you're lucky, bro. But you're in for the finals. You've got.
Who'd he miss?
He had Washington against USC. You're the only one that had that one right, and that wasn't even close. Texas, Missouri, he missed that one. I had it right, and you had it right. And then he had Iowa. I think we all had Iowa. Embarrassing Iowa.
Iowa, Iowa's just gonna,
great coaching.
Just going to jam you up. They're going to screw Nebraska. You thought they had a chance to knock off Michigan State. They lay down, fall behind early. Never in that ball game Saturday. You know, they'll come in at the day after Thanksgiving with a ball of fire. They're going to play Nebraska. Boy, they'll be fired up for that one. You suck Saturday, though. You screwed up our season already.
Yeah, well, we screwed up against Northwestern. Inexcusable. I sat here right here on Friday and told you I want to take Oregon, and yet I circled Stanford, and that was also the difference. So Eric picked Kansas State. I picked Stanford, and that was the difference between the wins and losses. You were kind of opposite on all of those, so
yeah. That's
what's going on. But we'll do it again this Friday. Big Daly's Pigskin Pick'em as we get ready for the third weekend in November. How is that even possible? Also, a couple of things here as we wait for Bo Pelini. UNK, let's run down that volleyball Thursday. Minnesota Duluth, they are the team. It takes on Wayne State at 12 noon. Now, again, these have to be approved by the NCAA, but why wouldn't they? At 2:30, Concordia St. Paul would play Minnesota State. And Metro State would play Southwest Minnesota State in the 4-5 game at 5. UNK would take on Colorado Mines at 7:30. The semifinals are Friday at 5 and 7:30. The Lopers would play the late game. And the Elite Eight awaits the winner of the championship game Saturday night. Sweet 16 Regional Championship, 6 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center. And if the Lopers are playing in that, there is no reason that you are not there, because hopefully you'll be all fired up after a Husker victory. There's no football that day for UNK because they're just so darn good. Lopers play basketball tonight. The women are at home opener, season opener at 6. The men lost yesterday to Fort Hays State, 65-51. The Huskers both won over the weekend. The men play tonight at Southern California. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings women basketball winners, Hastings men were defeated, and everybody back in action later this week. Also, Saturday at the Health and Sports Center, well, now with the volleyball, they still have the huge wrestling meet, and waiting to hear from Peter on what's going to be going on there with the wrestling this weekend. This was supposed to be the big UNO weekend. Now UNK has kind of taken it over, if I've got all that right.
Doug, yesterday we watched some football together. Most impressive team. Is there one team that stood out yesterday? Even when you're just looking at scores, I mean, you got to. I mean,
well,
the Chiefs suck, by the way, too.
Well, I don't
Chiefs
know.
Chiefs in Iowa.
Here's the deal. I told you this when he got in there. Tim Tebow is a winner. It doesn't matter how you get it done. He is a winner. And listening to the game right here on ESPN Radio, listening to the network announcers elsewhere. The sideline reporters are saying they are fired up. You can tell that when Tebow makes a play, these guys are ecstatic, maybe shocked if you want to make fun of him, but they are ecstatic. So whatever, the way that works out, Denver is a game out of the lead in the horrible AFC West.
I'm telling you right now, back in the John Elway days when Denver was really the team that was a cut above everybody else in that division, they're eking out victories at Oakland. They're eking out victories at Kansas City on the road. Tebow comes in there, wins those ball games, going away. It is amazing, and I'm not a huge Tebow fan. I thought he played very, very well. I thought the Bears' defense yesterday, wow.
And somebody, Tony, that,
And I thought the Cowboys' offense.
Those of us that have Matt Stafford. And Colin Cowherd is right talking about Michael Vick. He is so popular because of fantasy football. Tennessee is the team right now. I was wrong about them. I thought that they were going to be the worst team in the NFL in the preseason. And they're not the best, but they sure aren't the worst, and they're finding a way to win football games. But, Tony, again, we are right at that stage. This weekend there are a handful of teams, including the Pittsburgh Steelers, that will be on a bye. This is the final week of the byes. So then we come out of that red hot into week 12. Somebody makes a run. Somebody that stunk probably this Sunday is going to make a run. And you can pull up all the schedules and do whatever you want, but somebody is going to make a run.
I wish I knew who that was. Steelers?
Well, no, they're okay. Somebody that's, you know, the Chiefs. I mean, somebody like that. Somebody makes a run. And now let's go to Lincoln Bo Pelini.
You know, I don't think it's that big a deal. We were back at, I want to say we landed around 7:30. So our kids had a good night off on Saturday. And I think that's where an early game helps you a little bit. Kind of gives you a chance to get back and get a little bit of a breather on Saturday night. And I think that helps you a little bit.
Taylor has seemed as comfortable as he's probably been the last few weeks. How have you seen him develop since Wisconsin others?
Well, I just think, you know, what you just said it. I mean, he's still only a sophomore. I mean, it seems like he's been around here for about 5 years, but he's only a sophomore, and you know, he's still learning, he's still growing, he's still developing, and I think he's making a lot of progress. I think, you know, his confidence continues to grow, which, you know, I think is always a positive. And there's still a lot of things, you know, he needs to learn, and he still a lot of room for improvement. But I think you could say that about anybody at that stage of their career.
How have you seen him grow in the option game in particular? Was that an area he really had to work on? Because he didn't do it as much in high school.
Yeah, I think it's an area he still needs to work on, still needs to grow on and grow in, I should say. And I think that's. Yeah, I know, from being an option quarterback myself in high school, it's something you just, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And that just happens with reps and with time. You know, Coach Osborne always says, has always said, you know, as much option as they ran, it's just something you need to rep. And I think it's pretty obvious.
Did your guys show you something by going into that circumstance at Penn State and kind of getting out a win?
Yeah, you know, I've said it. I believe it. I think our team has a lot of character and a lot of want to, and I give them a lot of credit. And I said after the game, I give the kids from Penn State a lot of credit for how they were able to play. I thought it was a well played football game. That was a hard hitting, pretty physical football game, and it's a good one to come out on top of.
You don't get the luxury of coming back and playing at home now this week. You got to go back out and do it again. How tough is that?
I said earlier that I think getting back earlier helped us, you know, and, you know, it gave everybody a chance to kind of regroup on Saturday night. But it's part of the deal.
Do you feel like, you know, after everything that happened last week that you now get a bit of a return to normalcy around here?
I don't know if you ever have normalcy around here. but it's November, and, you know, we're going into week 11, and we've got a lot to play for. We're going into a tough environment against a good football team. And we just got to prepare well and continue on and keep trying working to get better.
It just seems like you guys could have been – you know, you're kind of overwhelmed with questions about, you know, the horrific situation at Penn State last week. Does it kind of feel, you know, now like a normal football week?
You know, I didn't think it was. I thought our team did a pretty good job. A lot of those things were out of our control. We understood, you know, that we didn't know what it was going to be like when we got there. So there was that sense of the unknown going in, but. I don't think, you know, our team approached it any different. I think that's the key, you know, maybe it enabled us to focus a little bit better during practice. I don't know. But I know we're going to need to do that this week. I mean, it's a totally different opponent and different challenges in playing this game. But, you know, we just need to have a great week of preparation.
Hey, Bo, you guys got pretty short up front on the offensive line at guard. Was like Qualley available? Was Thompson? Are those guys hurt?
They weren't available last week. Qualley's practicing today. Thompson could be, he's day-to-day right now. So, but yeah, we were short last week.
Hey, Bo, what are your memories of playing at the Big House in Michigan? What, the environment, what that stadium's all about?
It's a heck of an environment. It's obviously, you know, I don't know how many, what's it holds now. So it used to be 110, but sure, it's more than that now. And it's a good environment. You know, it should be fun for our kids to go. Yeah, like I said, that's why you go to play. That's why you play college football. You get a chance to play in a lot of different places. And, you know, there's a lot of tradition there, a lot of history there. And it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
Hey, but 2 days later, you know, people are still talking about that experience at Penn State in that game. We'll probably remember that for a long time. But when you got back to Lincoln here in the last 48 hours, what kind of feedback did you get from fans and from people around the program about, you know, what that day meant to Nebraska and meant to them?
You know, I kind of live in my own little shell this time of year, I haven't had a lot of feedback. You know, I think that, you know, people understood. You know, I mean, I've got, you know, you kind of get, and you go to church and you're walking out of church, you get people, I think people were happy we got the win, and I think everybody understood kind of a lot of the things that went along with it. So I think they appreciated the efforts of our kids, and, you know, that makes you feel good.
Well, you talked about having some intense practices last week. You got some thinness on both lines. Are you a little more cognizant of what's in your gas tank right now because it's late in the season and you got another trip?
Yeah, I'm always cognizant of that this time of year, but, you know, you got to take care of your guys a little bit, but at the same time, you got to get your work done. And, you know, you walk a fine line. And because if you don't practice a certain way, you're not going to be prepared to play. It's always that challenge you have this time of year. You got to try and manage it the right way and get your work done and in the right way. I guess if there was a perfect formula for it, everybody, you just got to kind of go with your gut feel a little bit and what your football team needs, you know, both rest-wise and but, you know, at the same time, getting your work done.
Did you feel like at all Saturday, like you guys were tiring in that fourth quarter, or were they just coming on tired?
No, I don't think we tired in the fourth quarter. I thought even, you know, offensively for a while there, I thought we were getting stronger. And that our turnover, when we turned the ball over, that kind of changed the game. I thought we were in pretty full control of that game, and then all kind of the momentum shifted a little bit. But I thought our guys felt pretty good, I mean, considering.
Yeah, well, David's play on fourth down, you know, now that you've had a chance to watch the film, what did you think of that play?
It's a big-time play. What I consider a big-time player, you know, I mean, that's not easy to make a tackle like that. But I've seen him do it before. I've seen him do it in practice. I mean, it looked just like one he had on the goal line against our offense in practice in fall camp. He has a knack, you know, and the guy is just such a fierce competitor. He wanted to make a play, and he made it. It was a pretty good play.
He and Denner, you know, two guys on their way out the door playing probably at a higher level maybe than they've ever played. What are you seeing from those two seniors?
About what I expect from them. And those two guys are they're players, and they're not only tremendous, they're not only good football players, they're tremendous competitors, and play with an attitude about them. I think that's infectious, you know. I thought we did a lot of good things defensively the other day. You know, we You know, we had a couple times where we had opportunities to play a couple deep balls that we didn't, we should have made a play on and didn't, but and it's one in particular that hurt us, you know, where I thought we had, you know, had to get double teamed and didn't make the play, but overall I thought we did some pretty good things.
Sometimes coaches talk about, you know, when you get to a certain point in the season, you know, seniors kind of see the end coming and they raise their level. Do you see that commonly with your guys? And I reference those two players specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's a natural thing. I mean, people know what's kind of coming down the road and time's coming to an end and they have a lot to play for. But I think that hopefully that's the case across the board. You know, you get to this point of the season and you know, obviously there's not a lot of room for error. There's a lot to play for and the big time players step up.
Well, what's the status of Ben Cotton for the week?
Ben, it's hard to say right now. I mean, more than likely he's not going to be practicing, and I would say he's doubtful.
Is there a chance he could require surgery on that, or do you not know?
No, they won't need surgery.
Kyrie, your head dinged up. What's his
status? He's day to day. I mean, like I said, I think he plays with really good technique, and he's a fierce competitor. He's a very physical corner. Since he came back, I think he's played at a pretty high level. And I don't think he's had a bad game yet. And I don't remember anybody catching many balls on him. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think he's as good a corner as there is in the country. And I believe that. I wouldn't trade him for anybody. So it doesn't shock me how he's playing.
There was a drive. It might have been Penn State's touchdown drive where I think they got a couple on him and he was pointing off the receiver. I'm not quite sure. Maybe you know.
A couple times he didn't have the call got miscommunicated and he wasn't exactly sure what the call was. And they were kind of going a little bit quick. And I put it on really the guys around him. Because sometimes a corner, you know, we flip-flop them and they're moving around. Somebody's got to help them out in that situation. He wasn't sure what the call was, so he didn't play with his normal technique. He played off a little bit, which, like I said, I think that's you can put that on more than just Fonzo, that the communication needs to happen, you know, quicker and better to help him out, because he's trying to identify the formation and get lined up. Somebody's got to help him with what the call was.
Would you trade Brett Maher for any other punter or kicker in the country right now?
Not after Saturday. I thought Brett did a heck of a job. I think his confidence is growing by the game, and I think he's doing a heck of a job. You know, I don't know how far that, what was that punt? The one that was a big time punt in a big time situation to kind of pin him down there. So I'm really happy with how he's progressing.
Did you anticipate, when you say he's gaining confidence, did you anticipate that's something he had to learn how to play confident?
No, I think he's always been a confident guy. But you know how it is. I mean, yeah, there's a belief in, there's always that sense of I have belief in what I can do. Then there's also that next level of I've done this before. And not saying he wasn't confident in the first place, but when you've already done it, it becomes that much easier. So you can have belief in yourself, but when you've done it and you've been there, been in those situations and performed, that's a whole nother level of what we're talking about.
Well, what kind of problems does Denard Robinson present to a defense?
Well, you got about an hour. he's quick. I mean, he's obviously he can beat you and do a lot of different things. I mean, this guy, you watch him on film, he's fun to watch. I won't get a lot of sleep this week because he's there are times when he'll make three, four, five guys miss on a play. And he's elusive. He's got a lot of ability.
Zach? Is that what scares you the most about him? Just his playmaking ability, I guess, the one-on-one type?
Yeah, he can just do so much, so many different things to beat you. Obviously, he's capable of throwing the football, but he can run. I think he makes pretty good decisions. He's a good, you know, he's just a good player.
Do you see any advantage in what they've tried to do with him on offense? Because his numbers are considerably down from last year.
Well, it's a different offense. I mean, I think they're trying to get other guys involved, and you know, it's not like you. I don't know because I didn't play against them last year. I mean, I saw a little bit of them on tape, but obviously with the new offense coming in, I didn't spend a lot of time looking at them in the off season. And but when one guy was that big a part of the offense, I mean, you know, even if you get all those numbers, I don't know whether that lends to having great success over time if you don't have enough balance. And you know, I think that's what they've worked towards doing, is gain balance. I think they've done that.
What do you know about Greg Madison, their defensive coordinator, came there from the Baltimore Ravens this year?
Not much. He's done a good job. Done a really good job.
How would you describe?
I think he was at Florida before at one point, and I know he has a good reputation.
Well, Nebraska, you know, the line of thought is that Nebraska has always had trouble with mobile quarterbacks. Is that unfair? And I guess what do you do against a mobile quarterback that maybe you haven't done?
Well, we've done well against mobile quarterbacks at times. I mean, I don't know anybody across the country that isn't going to have some problems with some mobile quarterbacks. That's the nature of the beast. I mean, if somebody, you ever tell me somebody that says that a mobile quarterback doesn't put more stress on your defense, and they probably don't know what they're talking about. I mean, it's a whole nother dimension, and that's why people are doing it. And, I mean, that's nature of the beast.
What's the key, you know, when you try to game plan against that? What's some of the maybe two or three things you really got to remember?
Having balance, tackle well. You always got to know where he is and what he's doing. Your calls change, your responsibilities change. Everybody has, you know, it's really like playing option defense. And in essence, when you have a guy like Taylor, like a guy like Denard, that, you know, it's like playing Wildcat with a guy who can throw. And you just look at the problems that Wildcat gives you, can provide to you, but all of a sudden you put that guy in there and he can throw the football around. And, you know, you only got 11 guys, so you got to figure out other ways to, ways to do it. Ways to handle all your responsibilities.
Speaking of that, Bo, if you guys got into a situation where you're in a close game and you needed a backup, would Rex be the backup quarterback at this point?
Oh, no. Breon, we have confidence in Breon, and, you know, Breon's coming along and doing a good job, and we could always put Rex in there, feel good about some of the things he does back there, but Breon's our backup quarterback.
With Rex Burkhead under center, how, you know, how
did that
came up with that wrinkle?
I don't know. He's like the witch doctor. You don't know what he's going to do.
Does he have to go to you for approval on that, or I mean, does he just bust it out?
Well, I mean, yeah, I was sitting in the meetings last week, and I thought some of the things he did really made sense, and I liked a couple of the things. They really helped us, you know, like to play down into goal line at the end of the first half. You know, that's. We were laughing. That was a little bit old school what we did right there. But I think that we do enough things that keeps, you know, gives defenses a lot of things to plan for.
Hey, Bo, if I'm not mistaken, you haven't faced Michigan in 20 years. Do your competitive instincts kind of ratchet up a little bit in a week like this?
Is it 20 years? It's how about, about 21 years. Yeah. It's different time, different place. But, I'm looking forward to going there and playing. It's going to be a heck of a challenge. I really haven't even thought about that aspect of it. But, people ask me what it's like to be in Michigan Stadium, and I remember. But I'm sure I think it's changed a lot since then. I think they put a whole nother think all the press boxes and things are new, so it'll be, that was a long time ago.
You didn't like Michigan.
You're making me feel old.
You didn't like Michigan very much, did you?
Huh?
You didn't like Michigan very much.
You know, it's, I think that's more for the fans and all that. You know, you always had respect for Michigan, but you wanted to beat them bad. And it was nature of the competition of the game. But I've always had respect for their program.
How good is it for the conference that they're up again and they're playing well at this time of the year? Because they were down the last few years.
Yeah, I think they've done a heck of a job. They're playing well. They play hard. They're sound in what they do. And I think it's good to, you know, you just see the conference right now and, you know, people getting knocked off and people playing each other hard and tough. I think it shows that there's pretty good balance in this conference right now, and a lot of good football being played.
Do you ever take a peek at the old Big 12? I don't know what it's going to be by next year, but do you ever take a peek at what the offenses are doing in that league and think about, and it's sort of, it's a really explosive conference. Oklahoma State scored 60 points a game, Kansas scored 50. Do you ever think about what it would have been like to be in that league?
No, I really haven't thought about that, but I saw Oklahoma State up close in person last year. They were pretty good explosive offense, and I think it's just a different deal. You know, I don't know whether until you line up and play it against them, it's hard to tell. Maybe, you know, what does that say about the defenses they're going against? I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to say, hard for me to comment on.
Have you noticed, though, that offensive strategy sort of dictates how strong your defense is going to be? I mean, if you look at the offenses in the Big 12, they're really explosive, but the defenses aren't very good. And that's sort of a reverse scenario in the Big 10. Do you see your offense based on that?
No. I mean, you got to be able to, at the end of the day, you better be able to play defense. You better be able to defend anything. I don't know what's going on over there. There's some crazy scores that have been going on over in that conference. But, I mean, it just goes to show there must be some pretty explosive offenses out there.
Is your team more physically worn after 10 weeks in the Big Ten play than you were maybe after 10 weeks in a Big Ten season?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, every year is different. I mean, you know, a lot of times, I mean, we've had some freak injuries. I mean, some ones that, you know, aren't necessarily from wear and tear. It's just we've had some unfortunate things happen. I mean, some things that, you know, couple in practice. And, it's part of the game. You got to live through it. And unfortunately, we've gotten hit pretty hard in some areas, but you can't worry about it. You just got to move on. It gives guys the opportunity to step up, and I think that's what some of our guys have done.
Multiple injuries at one position group, is that one of the harder things that a college coach has to deal with? I mean, there's no waiver wire, you can't make a trade or anything like that.
Yeah, I made that joke about a week ago. I said, you know, I long for my days in the NFL when you could go pick somebody up and fill a spot, but that's, you know, obviously not the deal. And fortunately, we have had some, luckily, you know, if this would have happened a few years ago, we would have been in really bad sorts. But now we're a little bit more prepared to, you know, you can never be fully prepared to deal with it. I also don't think we're alone. I don't know what everybody else is, but, you know, you get to this time of year and you're going to have guys that have nicks, bumps, bruises. It's the ones that are multiple weeks that are hard to deal with.
Speaking of that, will you get Rodriguez back this week?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say. I would, you know, kind of with Ben, I would say he's doubtful.
Hey, Bo, when you look back over the film, just at the way you guys have been Penn State's ground attack, is there anything that stuck out and said this is why we did well against that group?
I thought we executed well. I thought we played well and we got off blocks, played with energy, and we tackled well. You know, I mean, I thought that was the key. And, you know, and we were able to get off the field on third downs, and our guys, you know, I thought it kept our guys fresher. Plus, we had some, you know, I thought Chase Rome coming in there and being able to play and give us the amount of snaps he did, even though he wasn't fully 100%, really helped us. And we played multiple guys. We were a little, you know, I think that helped us.
Well, who would have been your third guard on Saturday after Troy and Spencer Long?
We had a number of different options there. We had that. We had Penzik there. Mark Pelini practiced at guard all week. You know, Marcel could have gone down there. We had a lot of different contingency plans. Had to come to that.
Has Rodriguez hurt or is he sick?
He's hurt. He sprained his foot.
You mentioned on your coach's show that the drops were disappointing, that you guys were going to keep working on them. What's the process of working on something like that? Is it
catch the ball in practice. Practice makes perfect. And catch a lot of balls. Catch them before practice, catch them after practice. No one wants to make a drop, but a couple of those were more technique. And that's been really an area we've been pretty good in. We haven't dropped a lot of footballs, but no one's going to ever be perfect, but you want to be a couple of those were in tough situations.
How many drops did you have?
Oh, off the top of my head, I could think of three right off the bat, but they seemed to be in some pretty crucial situations, ones where we had a chance to extend drives.
Anything
else, Coach? Thanks, Coach.
That is Bo Pelini's weekly press conference, a late start, so that's why we're a little bit over time today with the coach, about the normal length, covering a variety of things from getting back from Penn State. They did not push him in the direction too much of what all went on at Penn State. Talked about getting back to normal, if there is such a thing, playing and coaching football at Nebraska. Talked about Taylor getting better. Taylor Martinez trying to get better at running the option. Of course, obviously, the drop pass is a concern. Wrapping up with that, Bo Pelini, of course, did you know he played option quarterback in high school? Didn't know that. But now, of course, after playing at Ohio State, some thoughts on Michigan. You just got to be careful not to give any bulletin board material. Yeah, he wants to beat Michigan. And when you go to Ohio State and you're from Ohio, you want to crush Michigan every chance you can get. Talked about Brett Maher, who's the Big Ten co-special teams player of the week, and his big play again. Sounds like Ben Cotton not going to play, and that might be a big deal there. Cotton seems to be one of the smarter football minds on that team offensively, playing it and can do a lot of things, even when he's not having the ball thrown to him. Big guy that can do a lot of blocking. So Ben Cotton probably going to be out. He's out of practice, and the coach thought he would be very doubtful to play this week against Michigan. Interesting that he says we've had some success against mobile quarterbacks. I'm sure all the fans out there snickering, saying you've had a lot less success against mobile quarterbacks. And Denard Robinson, obviously an outstanding football player and probably the most mobile quarterback in the league, if not in the country. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget all the guests of the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Try their new mini burgers or mini chicken. How about a BK Mini 2 in Kearney? Two locations, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also in North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. We'll wrap it up next.
Tuition is expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
We sure make a lot of stops around the holidays, stopping here to pick up gifts, stopping there to drop off the car. What if just one stop could put an end to all the stopping?
Sears Auto Center has you covered. With great prices on top tire brands like Michelin and Goodyear, Valvoline Oil Change, and America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, with service or tire purchase, get a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center.
Free admission, free food, free agricultural information. See hundreds of exhibitors at the Gateway Farm Expo, November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Enjoy 2 days packed with innovative products and services. Get the most up-to-date agricultural information from exhibitors and speakers. Sponsored by Platte Valley State Bank and Gavilion DeBruce. The 2001 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show wrapping things up here on this Monday. Don't forget Tony Harper and Daryl Morris among our guests tomorrow. Just checked out Mark Schlabaugh and his cohorts. They do the bowl picks and kind of give you what they think every week. Remember last year, Husker fan, when you thought you were going to the Insight Bowl? That's where they think you're going now. And you would play a Big 12 opponent, maybe Texas A&M, maybe Missouri. Immediate reaction. Bleh. Bleh. Of course, a lot of things would change if Nebraska could back their way in. And I say back their way in because they need help. Michigan State's got to lose. If they could get into the championship game and obviously somehow win it. Steve Sipple blogs today that there is a story from down Oklahoma way that the Fiesta Bowl, if Nebraska would win the championship, obviously they wouldn't go to the Rose. They wouldn't necessarily be BCS eligible. They could get selected to play Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. Now, that's a long way down the road, but the Fiesta Bowl, if it's there and they get the first BCS at-large selection, remember, the Fiesta Bowl gets the Big 12 champion if they're not playing for a national title, and that would be Oklahoma. Wouldn't that be something if Nebraska rolled in? But the only way to do that right now would be to win out and win the Big 10 championship, it would appear. And if you want to be a winner, folks, T&L Irrigation is the place to be. Tired of failed gearboxes and micro switches? Well, they are not going to happen when you deal with T&L. T&L dealers all over central Nebraska, all over the United States, and 60 countries worldwide. You don't have that great of a business if you are not productive and if you are not the best. Proven technology that works. You can call your T&L irrigation dealer today or go online, TLIRR.com. Hydrostatic power design, safe and proven. It eliminates the hassle. And, of course, why are so many folks loving T&L? Because of their lasting value and decades of dependability. Talk to a T&L dealer. Heck, just talk to one of your neighbors that's running a T&L pivot. Why are they doing it? Because it's making them more money. They don't break down, and they have been dependable for years. Started in Nebraska, stays in Nebraska at T&L Irrigation. And this just down, Adam Rittenberg, the Big Ten blogger from ESPN.com, says that in light of the scandal at Penn State, Joe Paterno's name has been removed from the new Big Ten championship trophy. So before it was even awarded once, it's off there. You remember how they put all of those names together that the offensive MVP of the league would be the so-and-so thus trophy? And I think Dave Remington was the only Husker, I think, that was on a trophy for all these positions, the linebacker of the year, the player of the year, the kicker of the year. And it was going to be the Paterno Stag Trophy. Well, now it will be known only as the Stag Championship Trophy. Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney said, the trophy and its namesake are intended to be celebratory and aspirational, not controversial. Those are big words, Daddy. Sorry. I know. He's scratching his head. Big Ten said that the crisis at Penn State, which led to Paterno's firing his coach Wednesday night, prompted the decision to remove his name from the trophy. Delaney said, "We believe that it would be inappropriate to keep Joe Paterno's name on the trophy at this time." Thanks, Jerry Sandusky. Weirdo. So there you go. And that should take us to the end of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to thank Mike McCoy, the general manager of the Nebraska Danger, for joining us on the program today as they have their Pick Their Tickets event going on. You can pick your seat at the Heartland Event Center. Don't forget to get online at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on our ATS poll question. Do you think Nebraska will go to the Big Ten Championship game or the volleyball team will play in the Final Four? Neither or both. Football team not getting very many votes right now, and you can see why. Looks like it's going to be a tough road for the Huskers. Tomorrow on the show, we discuss the playoff situation and the great season for UNK with head coach Daryl Morris. They will have a home game November the 26th after receiving a first-round bye, and also RMAC all-conference selections come out tomorrow as the coach will be out in Denver for those. We'll also talk to Tony Harper as they ended the season on a winning note at Hastings College, 17-10 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Bob Jensen from Husker Land Prep will join us as well. Best of luck to all the teams in the state football playoffs today, and again, congratulations to all the great volleyball that we saw over the weekend, one of the better state tournaments in a number of years. We'll talk more about all that as the week progresses here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.